The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Lowe's Rewards or a Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The top stories from across the New York Tri-State, from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
The head of the MTA's largest union is threatening a massive confrontation, in his words, over the MTA's congestion pricing plan. National Transport Workers Union President John Samuelson says while the union still supports the idea of congestion pricing, he says the MTA and the state have not done enough to improve mass transit so commuters have options and can leave their cars at home.
Congestion pricing tolling was supposed to be accompanied by massive service increases for out-of-borough New Yorkers. Massive, massive increases that would have made public transit a viable option for blue-collar New Yorkers in the outer boroughs and in New Jersey. And that's not happening. So they've abandoned the concept of what congestion pricing was supposed to be and what it should be.
MTA Deputy Chief External Relations Officer Juliette Michelson says she's taken aback by Samuelson's 180 on this. She tells us Samuelson was an active participant in most of the meetings about congestion pricing.
He talked a lot about how the MTA was ready. We've never been more ready. We've increased service. We've grown the system. The city is working on bus lanes. Our capacity has never been higher than it is now, and that's on top of ridership not being quite back to what it was before the pandemic.
The MTA's TWU workers are not allowed to strike by law. It's not clear what kind of action Samuelson may have in mind. Two of the four suspects in the body parts case on Long Island were back in court today. Alexis Nieves and Jeffrey Mackey pleaded not guilty to concealment of a human corpse and other charges. They both have to wear GPS monitors. Prosecutors say the two of them chopped up the bodies of a man and a woman and scattered the body parts in Babylon, West Babylon, and Bethpage State Park. The other two suspects, Stephen Brown and Amanda Wallace, are due back in court on Monday. The dump truck that hit and killed a woman in Brooklyn this morning was the same truck that killed a crossing guard in Queens last year. The driver in this morning's incident has not been charged.
58-year-old Maria Piovanetti left her apartment early Thursday morning, walked to the corner, and began crossing the street when a dump truck turned, struck, and killed her. She was in the crosswalk. The truck kept going and stopped at a local construction site. The vehicle, belonging to Manolo's Trucking, is the same one that killed beloved school crossing guard Christina Naprawa last October. She was manning the busy intersection of Atlantic Avenue and Wood Haven Boulevard at the time. The driver in that case was arrested and charged. The Brooklyn investigation is ongoing. I'm Juliette Papa, WCBS 880 News.
A vegan market in Huntington claims one of its suppliers substituted Dunkin' Donuts for gluten-free donuts. WCBS Long Island Bureau Chief Sophia Hall has that story.
Any type of food products that say they contain one thing and really contain another is very serious. And recently, there has been at least one death because of a nut allergy in the tri-state area after a young lady ate a cookie. And I'm here in Huntington Village where Cindy Snacks, a popular vegan store, contacted the state and county officials after she says her supplier dropped off a donut that was supposed to be gluten-free, but it was not. In fact, the owner posted on social media she did a gluten test and it showed high gluten. The owner believes the donut was from a popular fast food location. The supplier denies it. Both the store owner and the supplier did not respond to my requests for comment. In Huntington Village, Sophia Hall, WCBS 880 News.
Police in Glassboro, New Jersey say the man wanted for dunking his face in a barrel of pickles at a convenience store has turned himself in. They have not released his identity. Police say he walked into Heritage Dairy stores, stuck his head in the barrel, and then walked out. He recorded his stunt on his phone. The store says it had to throw out $52 worth of pickles in that barrel. Police say they're refusing to release the cell phone video because they don't want the guy to get likes for what he did.
Now, time for WCBS 880 weather.
And increasing clouds in the forecast for tonight. No rain, though. Temperatures will be dropping down to around 40. Cloudy tomorrow with rain developing tomorrow, though, especially the afternoon, mid to late afternoon hours, the best chance, and it goes right on into the first part of Saturday night. Looks like another soaking, as a matter of fact. 1 to 2 inches of rain for many parts of the area, and the rain could be heavy enough to cause flooding because of that. 45 to 50. Sunday, any morning rain will give way to partial clearing. Still, though, there could be a leftover shower or two during the afternoon hours. Very, very windy, and early highs around 50, but dropping back into the 40s. And remember, on Sunday, we're going to be gaining, well, we're losing an hour of sleep, but we're gaining that extra hour, so to speak, after dinner time. You still can get out there, but it is going to be very windy and a chilly Sunday as we go back to daylight saving time. Right now, in the city, 53. That is down 3 degrees, and the relative humidity is 36%.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.